This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
To help us break down the upcoming Trump-Putin summit in Alaska, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS political analyst Mark Sandelow. And Mark, we've heard that Trump's goal with this meeting is to secure a second one. Is that what the real goal out there is?
Yeah, that's a little bit setting the bar pretty low there, Eric. I mean, it sounds like what the White House is doing. Keep in mind that most of these summits, most of the time, it's been 3.5 years since the president of the United States has met with the president of Russia. Most of the time, these are months and months in the works. The, you know, the secretaries of state, the foreign ministers, they come up with deals, and then they send the figureheads, the top folks, to sign some sort of deal. This was announced 1 week ago, and at this point, people are puzzled as to whether or not anything has been worked out in advance, or whether this is really Trump, who sees himself as this master negotiator, simply flying out there to try to work things out with Putin. It is completely unrealistic to expect Putin to say, you know, I was moved by Trump and we're withdrawing from Ukraine. That's ridiculous. As it is impossible to imagine Trump siding with Putin and saying, you know, we've decided that Putin really is entitled to huge swaths of Ukraine. But somewhere in between there, it is possible. I think the fear that Ukraine has is that they're talking about their land and they're not at the table right now. So they have to trust Donald Trump. And at this point, I'm not sure the president of Ukraine, President Zelensky, feels he can trust President Trump to represent his best interests.
Now, basically, they're meeting 101 with just translators. This has happened before without note takers. So we don't know exactly what exactly is going to happen there.
And Eric, not only do we not know what is going to happen, but when it's over, we can't count on what they say is actually what happened. Neither Trump nor Putin have a reputation for being honest brokers when it comes to representing facts afterwards.
That's KCBS political analyst Mark Sandelow. We were talking about President Trump's trip to Alaska to meet with President Vladimir Putin, and he has said his goal in this first meeting was to somehow get a second meeting to talk about the war in Ukraine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.